They say that in 1842, on a plantation in Alabama, the slaves unearthed a huge skeleton, the bones of a giant whale, a leviathan, from the time when all the world was covered with water, from the Andes to the Himalayas, and even Alabama was deep down under. And the slaves looked at the huge bones, and they said, "These must be the bones of a fallen angel. These must be the bones of a fallen angel. Out on the ocean, out on the water, we look for signs of him. He looks like a giant snow willow fountain. Then he disappears, he's a speck on the horizon. We see him on the imparts, a flash of a tail, he's beating heart. He's in pieces and parts. It's easier for a camel to slide through the eye of a needle, ooh, than to find a whale who hides at the bottom of the ocean. Ooh, it's easier to sail around the world in a coffee cup, ooh, than to see a whale when he comes rising up. See him only in parts, a fountain fins, a speck on the horizon, giant teeth and open mouth. Look out, look out, look out, look out. So hit an elephant with a dart, and he just reaches around and he pulls it out with his trunk. I would hit a whale in the heart, and the whole ocean turns red, it turns red. We see him on the imparts, a flash of a tail, his beating heart, he's in pieces and parts. So get it in your head, and there may be a few things you can't recall at all. But get it in your heart, and you're in pieces and parts.